Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle.
Amen. Praise God. Come and get your blessing. Come and get your blessing. Amen. This is the time that we come to get our blessing from the Lord. Amen. The Lord is the blesser. He's the blesser of his word. Amen. He's the blesser of his people. Amen. He's the blesser of our nation. He's the blesser of all things. And so we want to come get our blessing today. Amen. Let's say praise God. Praise God. Amen. We're going to thank God today, amen, that we come together again online, on Facebook, and wherever you might be today, and all the ones that are here. And we just want to thank God for all that he do and continue to do for us. Amen. Praise God. Brother Ray, you got you can give us a scripture. Give us an opening scripture today. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Open scripture.
Thank you, Jesus.
Here we go. We'll come out of the book of Psalms.
Thank you.
127. Book of Psalms 127, verse number 1. Word Lord read. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain.
Amen.
That build it. Except the Lord keep the city. The watchmen watch, but in vain.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reader here in doing his most holy word.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister Paige, you'll give us a quick prayer. Give us a prayer.
Although we just thank you this morning for your blessing, you through of all us, Lord. Last week, Lord Jesus, you kept us, Lord Jesus. You kept us through this phone, Lord. You kept us, Lord, from the virus, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for keep on keeping us, Lord Jesus. And thank you for each and every family, Lord Jesus, that is online this morning on Facebook Live. You tend to bless them, keep them, and provide for them. Lord, we thank you for providing for our family, Lord Jesus. And dear, thank you. And we praise you and listen to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Anyone else a testimony? Amen. You got a testimony out there this morning. You got a praise report. Amen. God done something good for you.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Give honor to God. Head of my life. Thank God for saving me, calling me on his darkness, when it's all in his life. On the success day, in general. Those that's online, it's truly a blessing to see God move. You know, last week, three people got baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, one seeking the Holy Ghost and really caring for the Holy Ghost. But since then, when you preach the truth of God and stand on the word of God, now I got two, God, because of the word, two more people have come out of the apostolic faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God that the word brought the eyes open and that come out of the apostolic faith to know that the apostolic faith don't exist. And so we just thank God for God's word reaching people and yielding results that people's eyes are becoming open. Not because of nothing I did, I just preached the word. But the word did what it does and do what it can. So I thank God for people's eyes being opened and baptized and that people are really becoming to be saved and to know the truth of God. You have to know the truth of God to be walking with God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else?
Amen.
Praise God. Got a testimony. Amen. All of you online today, amen. If you got a testimony, you like to give, amen. Amen. You can write your testimony up on Facebook, and if somebody online, you got anyone have a testimony online today that they want to make, amen, give God praise because somebody else could be going through the same thing you're going through. And so I just want to thank God that if someone else is going through the same thing you're going through, amen.
Amen.
And so therefore you can now give a testimony. Is there anyone online, on Facebook? Y'all can write y'all on Facebook. I know there's God has done something good for you. Amen. He brought you from somewhere. And you wouldn't be where you are now if God hadn't brought you this far. Amen.
Amen.
Is there somebody else? We're going to give you a chance. Amen. Opportunity. Well, praise God. I guess God hasn't been blessing people, I guess. So they had nothing to say. But thank all of you online today. Amen. Praise God. Can we do a little duo? Amen. You know, we're trying to learn how to sing, you know what I mean? All of you out there, y'all can sing for us or whatever. Amen. Hallelujah. I just like, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, let be behind me. Victory today is mine. Yeah. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. Yeah. I told Satan, get thee behind me. Joy today is mine. Where peace is mine. Peace is mine. Peace today is mine. Yeah. I getting behind me today is mine. Holy Ghost is mine. Holy Ghost is mine.
Holy Ghost today is mine.
Yeah, I told Theta, getting
behind me.
Holy Ghost today is mine. Where? Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get me
behind me.
Joy today is mine. Healing is mine. Healing is mine. Healing today. I believe Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, if only in this life you have hope, you are of all men most miserable. In other words, you are a miserable person because of the lack of benefits, amen. You don't have to lack these benefits. You can have these benefits by accepting Jesus. So not only does God give us Jesus, amen, but he gives benefits besides Jesus, amen. And so even if you don't accept the Father for Jesus, you should at least want some of the benefits, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You at least want the benefits. You ought to want the benefits of salvation, amen.
Yes.
You should want the benefits of deliverance, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You should want the benefits of, if I'm in something, he brings us out, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God that I said he brings us out, amen. If you're in some mess, the benefits of being able to come out of some mess that you're in, amen.
Amen.
Come out of your bondage. Benefits, amen. Come on to Jesus today and reap some of the benefits, amen. You can reap all the benefits. All the promises of God is yes and amen. Amen. God sent his word to accomplish what he sent it to do. And his word will fulfill. His word will accomplish. His word will do all that he said it would do, amen. And but he said, if you want to reap the benefits of my word, you have to accept Jesus.
Amen.
You have to accept Jesus to reap the benefits of my word, amen.
Yes.
And so if you want to reap some of the benefits of the word, you have to accept Jesus, amen. When you accept Jesus, then you can reap my benefits, amen. Because, you know, righteousness, now we have righteousness, you know, we don't have our own righteousness anyway. You know, the Bible, Isaiah said that our righteousness is as filthy rags, amen. But if I want to reap the benefits of righteousness, I have to accept Jesus. And when I accept Jesus, I get the benefits of righteousness. Not that I have it on my own or anything, but I reap the benefits by accepting Jesus, and righteousness come along aside me accepting Jesus. And so now I become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. The benefits, amen. I'm talking about some of the benefits, amen. Hallelujah. And so we should all want the benefits, amen. You know, to be made right with God. You know, even though you are not right with God, amen, we can reap the benefits of being right with God, amen, when we accept Jesus. Accepting Jesus make us right with God. Isn't that something, amen? The things that God just gives us for accepting Jesus, the good benefits, you obtain righteousness, amen? Praise God. So thank God for Jesus, amen. And all those who reject Jesus, amen, you don't have no benefits, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't have no hope, amen. The only hope you got is hell.
Amen.
Because you didn't accept his righteousness. You didn't accept it. You didn't do it God's way. And so I just thought, thinking about all the benefits that we have in Christ Jesus. Amen. And so for you, anyone online today, you are not saved today. I'm trying to say you need to accept Jesus and reap the benefits. Amen. And there are good benefits in this. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And the benefits that we have for accepting Jesus is out of this world. Isn't that something? Those benefits are out of this world, amen. Thank God, amen. He'll bring you out of your darkness, benefits. You're in darkness, but he'll bring you out because that's a benefit, amen. I bring you out of darkness into the light, amen. So I thank God for Jesus and all the benefits that we have for accepting him. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We have a word today, amen, because, amen, I just got on that to think about all of the benefits, but that, maybe that's what I should have stayed on, but that's not what I have today about the benefits, because I found something today in the word that people seem that they don't want the benefits. It's not that they can't have them, it's that they don't want them. They refuse to accept what God offers. Amen. And when you refuse to accept what God offers you, that becomes a curse upon yourself. Amen. Amen. Thank God that we're not, the benefits is not being under the curse, but being under the blessing of God, a benefit to be blessed by God. Amen. And so thank God for his benefits. Amen. I'd like you to turn to St. John chapter 1 today. Amen. Verse 11, 10 through, maybe 10 through 13. And Sister Paige, will you read that for me? Amen. Today, amen. Well, let me pray right quick. Father God, we ask you to open up this word to those who hear today, Lord, that we all might reap a benefit of your word, because you sent your word to benefit us, Lord. You sent your word to make things better, Lord. You sent your word to deliver us, so Lord. You sent your word to save us, oh Lord. Open up our understanding today to your word, Lord, that we might be delivered, Lord, from the evil one, oh Lord, and the wicked one, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we know that your word benefit us and you benefit us. And we give you praise for the word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Chapter 1, verse 8 to 9.
10 through 13. Amen. First, St. John, chapter 1, 10 through 13, I believe. I might go to 14, but 10 through 13 right now.
And he came in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
Mm-hmm.
He came into his own, and his own received him not.
Mm-hmm.
But as men had received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name,
mm-hmm.
which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Amen. Praise God. I'd just like to use just for a thought today, amen, amen, the lack of response. The lack of response, amen. Mm-hmm. And I like to use that for a thought today, the lack of response. When we think about benefits and things that Jesus came to give and the things that Jesus came to do. And he came to bring himself and offer himself to the people that he might deliver them, that he might save them, that he might bring them out of any unwanted condition that they were in. And he came to save them, but they rejected him. And when he made the advances toward him, toward them, they had a lack of response.
Amen.
Amen. It's the lack of response. And one thing when we talk about the lack of response is that I was looking at it, he came to his own people. I mean, the people whom he had chosen, the people whom he had called out, the people who he had made holy, he separated them, and called them his people, but he came to them to deliver them out of their situation, but it was their lack of response to him, the reason they didn't get it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that it wasn't offered, it wasn't that it wasn't given, but it's a thing that whenever someone make advances towards you, and then you don't respond to them, you cause them to withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
That is in any situation of life, when someone make an advance toward you, and you don't respond to them, you cause them to withdraw from you, amen, is because your lack of response, amen. Mm-hmm. And no matter what situation that you're in, what part of life that you're in, it works the same way, amen. What is a husband to a wife, or a wife to a husband, what is a people to God, or a God to a people? And then if there's no response when the advance is made, one will draw away.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. A lot of relationships are destroyed today is because when one makes their advance and the other one withdraws them, himself or don't respond to the advances, then one will be moved away from that person, and therefore the connection won't be made, or the relationship don't come together, is because of the lack of response. And here's what Jesus was saying here. He came to those, his own people, but his own people was the one that rejected him, amen. They didn't respond to the call that God had made to them, and because they didn't call, he withdrew himself from Israel. And the reason he withdrew himself from Israel because he kept calling them, and they wouldn't respond, amen. He made his advances toward Israel, and yet he made his advances toward Israel. Even God went so far as to come. He came down in a man's form. He came just like them, looking like them, amen. Dressed like them, amen. God came down in human form, amen, to be able to respond to his people, to make an advance toward his people, and yet they still would receive him. But it says here, those that responded to him, he gave them power to become something that they wasn't before, amen. Praise God. He gave them power to become sons of God, amen. And for all of you who responded to the call, when the call was made, when the advance was made, you responded to the advances, amen. And all those that responded to him in that time, now they got the power to become the sons of God. Aren't you glad that you responded when he called?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You see, when God makes this response, he calls you, amen, praise God. I like what it says. I stand at the door and knock. I believe Revelation 3:19 says, I stand at your door. I'm knocking on your heart. I'm knocking today. And if any man would open unto me, in other words, if you respond to me, I'll come on in and sup with you, amen. I'll come on in your life. I'll change some things for you, amen. Come on, I bring you out of some stuff. If you respond to my call, I bring you out, amen. Praise God. I bring you to a glorious place, amen. I bring you out of your darkness, and I give you some light, amen. I bring you out of your ignorance, amen, and I give you some understanding. But you got to respond to him when he makes it advance. Lee Paul goes along and says, the day you hear my voice, stop hardening. Don't harden your heart. Don't harden your heart. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Amen. Praise God. The day you hear, you need to respond to the call that I'm saying today, that people are not responding to the call of God. And he continues to knock, but nobody would open up to him. He continued to knock, and nobody would change. And he continued to knock, and nobody would turn around. And all because nobody's responding to the advances that is being made to God.
Amen.
Here in the United States today, we're having hurricanes and we're having floods, amen, and we have fire on one side and water on the other side and wars and rumors of wars on the other side, and the whole world is being plagued with this virus and things that's going on. You see, God said, I'm warning you and I'm knocking at the door of your heart, but nobody wants to respond. That's why he said, if my people that are called by my name will respond to me, amen, and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then shall I hear from heaven and heal their land. But God continues to knock, 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 but the world is not responding to him, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Well, we have the wars going on and rumors of wars, and we have earthquakes in diverse places. We got all kinds of catastrophes that's going on in the world. You see, that is God calling us to repentance, but nobody will respond to repent, amen. And see, that's what God is called. He is a call to repentance. It's a call to repentance for the church. It's a call to repentance for the world, amen. It's a call to repentance for the nation, amen. But we're trying to find every other reason not to do God's will, then we won't respond to the call. And then if we don't respond, then God withdraws himself. We wonder what's going on in our nation today. We say that in our nation today, God's been calling, and we won't respond. Rather than to turn our face toward God, we're turning our back to God. You know what I mean? Well, we're turning our back to God. We're calling good evil and evil good, amen. We're calling right wrong and wrong right, amen. And you see, God is getting tired of that, and the reason that judgment is falling upon the earth today, because God is calling, but you won't respond.
Amen.
We even got people who are, we got a lot of people who are saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, amen. Speaking in tongues that the Spirit of God give utterance, amen. But, even they're doing these things, but even God knocks at their heart, but they still won't respond. They continue to want to do what they want to do, amen. They continue to want to partake of the world rather than partake of God. They're trying to find their joy. They're trying to find their peace in weed. They're trying to find their peace in liquor. They're trying to find the peace in alcohol. And they're looking for something. They're trying to find something to be happy about it. But God is calling, but you won't respond. You see, you don't have to look for things to find happiness and joy and peace. You can look to God, amen. It is God that is the peace giver, and he's calling you, amen, today. But will you respond so that he can give you the peace that you're looking for? You know you've been looking and you haven't found it, amen. You've been looking everywhere, but you haven't found it, amen. Praise God. I don't know what scenes that you've been through. You've been through many scenes, but you still haven't found it, amen. You haven't found what you're looking for. You've been looking for the satisfaction, but you haven't found the satisfaction. You know, we tried to find satisfaction in one another, amen. Praise God, amen. We had boyfriends and we had girlfriends and we had men friends. We was trying to find some satisfaction, and all the time God was knocking at the door of your heart, amen. But still you didn't respond. But it wasn't until you did respond that you found what you was looking for. If you're looking for something today, God is knocking at the door of your heart, but he needs a response from you, amen. Praise God. He needs somebody to say, I will, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why he said, whosoever will, what? Let them come, amen. Let them come, amen. And to the one who gives life freely, it doesn't cost anything, amen. You can come, as Isaiah 55 says, you can come without money and price. You can come and buy without money and without price, amen. It's what you need. All that you need is in God. But God is knocking at the door of your heart. But will you respond to his advances today? He's sending his word so that you can respond to his advances. Because, you see, there are many examples of God's sending his advances toward people, and then they didn't receive it. Turn to Songs of Solomon today, amen. We're going to look at this from the Songs of Solomon, chapter 5, amen. We're going to see, amen, what happens when someone knocks at the door and you don't respond. We're going to take this from the Bible. We see it's a lack of response, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, a lot of things, God wants to do some things. God wants to come in and sup with you. God wants to come in. He wants to be a husband to you, amen. He wants to be a father to you. He wants to be your deliverer, amen. He wants to be your salvation. He wants to be your healer. God wants to be all. He came to be what? He came to be all things to what? All mankind. But he knocked on the door of their heart, but they still didn't. They didn't respond.
Amen.
I'm saying today our deliverance, our lack of deliverance of such, amen, is because there's a lack of response to the people, amen. I sent my word, I sent the prophets, and I sent the evangelists, amen, and I sent teachers, amen, and I sent apostles. I sent my word out to the whole world, and even though they were great, the one was great that preached the word and proclaimed it, amen, but yet there was no response to the word that was being preached. Israel lost out because they heard the word of faith even like we heard it, but it was their lack of response to the word. The Bible said they didn't exercise no faith in what they heard. And many people are being lost today is because they don't respond to God's word, amen. They don't respond to his advances, and because of it, they're destroyed. Destruction has came in their life because it's always your lack of response, amen. It's not that God won't do it. It's just that your lack of responding to him. Songs of Solomon, chapter 5, amen. You can read with me, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Start at verse 2, Sister Paige.
I slept. But my heart
waited. I slept, but my heart was awake, amen. You see, a lot of us, we
And you're at sleep, but the heart, your heart is awake. See, that's what God needs, your heart to be awakened to respond to the word of God when it comes, to respond to him and to take action. You know, they say faith without works is dead, amen. So see, it's not what you hear, it's what you respond to.
Yeah.
So she was awake, and what else?
It is the voice of my beloved at night.
It was the voice of, this is a love song, Songs of Solomon. It's a love song between Solomon and maybe one of his brides. He had so many, I can't tell you which one it was, amen. And a man that had 700 wives and 300 concubines, I don't know how he had time to sit down and write this word, but still God was on his heart, amen. Free, cut it up.
Sin, open to me. My sister, my love, my dog, my undefiled. For my head is filled with dew and my locks with the depths of the night.
Hey, open to me, my sister, my love. I mean, see, God loves us, amen. He's looking at us like a bride, amen. You know, it's kind of like a husband wants to go into his wife, amen. Open to me, my love. I've been on the outside. I've been on the outside, amen. And I don't want to be on the outside. I want to be on the inside, amen. Amen. And when we look at our relationship with God, see, God don't just want to be on the outside of you, see. God wants to be on the inside of you because, well, it's an inward thing. It's an inward relationship, amen. Praise God. And he wants to have an inward relationship, not an outward relationship, but an inward relationship to you. And he wants you, but he wants your heart to respond to this. This is why I say God doesn't look at the outward appearance, but what God looks at the heart. So he wants to come in. You see, he said, I've been out in the dew. That means I've been on the outside of you, amen. And now I've come knocking on the door of your heart. But I need to respond from you. I'm making my advances towards you, but yet you won't respond to me. That if there's somebody today, God's been talking to you, been trying to speak to you, and you trying to say there is no God. That's what the Bible says. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Amen.
Yeah.
And that they all become vain. They're vain in their imagination, thinking there's no God. And they look up every day and they see the sun shining. They look up every day, they see the cloud. Amen. They see the tree. They see creation. If somebody had to create it, and yet you're trying to deny there is a God, and you make yourself a God, and those that make themselves a God, surely you won't perish. And here he sends his word so that you would respond to it. He's at a house now. He's at a house. He's at a house trying to, he's at the door. He's trying to get in. And he loves her, and she has some feelings for him, amen. Amen. But it's not that the feeling that she had, amen, she didn't respond. Read on that again. First two, read again.
I slept, but my heart wakened. It is the voice of my beloved that knocked.
Hey, she knew who it was that was knocking, amen. She knew that it was God that was knocking on her heart, her beloved one. You know, God is our beloved, amen. And because God is our beloved, she knew that it was God. You know how so many times God is tugging at you, trying to get you to change, trying to get you to repent, trying to go to get you in a different direction. He calls you to run into walls. He calls you to get in the situation. He allows you to get in the circumstance, amen, that you can't get yourself out of. You see, that is him, amen, that is him knocking. He put you in a place where he tried to get you into a place where you have to seek him because you can't see no other way out. God, he allows you to get there, but all he wants you to do is to respond.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's always been the lack of response the reason you didn't get delivered.
Amen.
He's always knocking. He's always talking, amen. He's always looking. He's always trying to find, and he's looking for you, amen. I know a lot of times you say, I found God, but no, God already knew where you were. He was looking for you, amen. And he's looking for the sinner man and the sinner woman, amen. Praise God. He's looking for the person that's on drugs. He's looking for the one that's doing evil, amen. See, he's looking for those that, if they would just respond, he can bring them out of that. If if you would just respond to God, that God can bring you out of stuff that you got yourself into, amen. Somebody said, he brought me from a mighty long way, amen. Praise God. I wouldn't be here now if it had not been for God that was on my side. I wouldn't have been delivered. I could have been dead in my grave, but it was God, amen, that they kept me, amen. He's a keeper because he's always making the advances toward me to show me that he loves me. See, God was responding to the world when he gave his only begotten son to die for us. You see, that was his advance to show, try to demonstrate and show his love to the people. He said, I'm going to give you all that I got to prove and to show that I love you this much. I give up everything for you. You see, he was making his advances, but still there was many that didn't respond. And here is a young woman here not responding to the advances of her lover. God is your lover today, but it's your lack of response to him that is the problem. You won't respond to the word. You won't act on the word. You won't do the word. You won't speak the word. You won't say the word. He's just trying to get you to respond. Mm-hmm. Read on.
Saying, open to me, my sister.
Open to me, my sister. Let me in. In other words, let me in. I'm making my advances, but I'm making my advances, but it's not so much I'm not making advance. Are you going to respond to my call? Mm-hmm. Read on.
My love, my dove, my undefiled.
Oh.
My head is filled with dew,
uh-huh.
And my locks with the of the night.
See, he was out all night. He was out in, he was on the outside. He's trying to get in now, amen. Mm-hmm. He's out in the dew. You know, when you're out in the dew, you have to be on the outside at night, amen. Yeah. And all of a sudden, you realize you're out. He's on the outside, and he wants to get on the inside, so he's knocking at the door of our heart. But will you respond today? It's the thing today to ask you, are you going to respond to him, amen? Now, you know you're lost, but he's knocking on the door of your heart so he can save you. Are you going to respond, amen? We know destruction is coming to the wicked, amen, but the righteous is going to be saved by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Will somebody respond to God today?
Amen.
Read on.
I have put off my coat. How should I put it on? I have washed my feet. How should I defile them?
In other words, she had got into her bed. You know how sometimes we get into a place, we get into our comfort zone, amen. What has happened, you know, the sanction thing has got into their comfort. They got too comfortable, amen. The Bible does say, and Jeremiah, woe unto those that are at ease in Zion, amen, praise God. And we become too at ease. You know, she has got in a place of comfort, and he was knocking at the door of her house, and she said, and she has taken off her coat. You know, she began to make excuses, amen, for not responding to the call of her lover, amen. And that's what happened to her. We like to make too many excuses today. We won't respond to the call, amen. I've taken off my coat, you see. In other words, she didn't deem it necessary to respond to the advances of her lover. She didn't think, she didn't see no importance in it. And it's no different that in our natural relationship, sometimes when he knocks, you don't think it's necessary. You don't think that you have to, amen, because you're caught up within yourself, amen, and you're not responding. And then you wonder why he's so withdrawn from you is because you don't respond when he make advances. You wonder why we be this far apart so much, amen, because it's always the lack of response to the advances that are being made.
Amen.
You didn't see no importance. You don't see importance in the relationship, amen. People don't see the importance in the relationship with Jesus Christ. They don't see the benefits in it. They don't see what it'll do. And because they don't acknowledge the benefits, they don't acknowledge him, and all that he can do and all that he was sent to do, and therefore they don't reap the benefits that he wants to give them, because it's not that he doesn't make it advances to give, but it's the lack of your respond to him that give it. Mm-hmm. And so here was this woman here. She thought because she was in the bed, you know, back in those days, you know, she had cleaned up and and got it. In those days, they had dirt floors. You know, it wasn't like we got our wood floors and carpet floors like we have it today. Back in those days, in those times, that they had dirt floors. Amen. And because she had cleaned her feet and got in the bed, and he still come to respond, but she didn't deem it necessary to get up at that time when he made it advances. Amen. And therefore, because she didn't deem it necessary to get up and to respond to him, amen. And if you wash your feet one time, you can wash it again, amen, you know. And because you put your coat off, all you got to do is get your robe on and put it back on and answer the door, amen. But most of the time, we don't want to respond to the call of the Lord. We want to continue to lay in our bed of comfort and reject the advances that God is making toward us, amen. This is what she did. Read on.
Verse 4, my beloved put it in his hand by the hole of the door, and my vows were moved from him.
He put his hand, you might say he put his hand or his finger at the door, amen, by the hole of the door. I mean, she could see, she could kind of take a glimpse of, maybe there was a hole, she could see through the little hole, and because the only thing she could know what was going on the outside, that she had to get a glimpse of something going on the outside, she being an inside, but she realized that her beloved had put his hand over the fingers of the door. She was able to see that much.
She still didn't get it.
And she still didn't get up to respond to him. And even though she was dripping with love, amen, she had desire within her. But yet, because of some reason or another in her life, amen, she didn't respond. She didn't respond to the advances that were being made because he was knocking, trying to get in, amen. But yet she was trying to get in. He was trying to get in. But yet she wouldn't open up the door to him, amen. She kept herself behind the door rather than coming to the door and open up the door to let him in, amen. And they said, I'm knocking at the door of your heart, but will somebody respond to me when I make the call of repentance to them? I just wish I had that the whole nation, the whole world would respond to my call when I call them to repentance. I wish I had some response. She didn't get up. She saw what was going on the outside. And notice what happened there.
I rose up to open to my beloved.
Uh-huh.
So my hands dripped with myrrh.
Uh-huh.
And my fingers with sweet added myrrh.
Uh-huh.
Upon the hand of beloved.
Mm-hmm.
I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself.
This is where I wanted to get to. She says when she got up to open, he had withdrawn himself. He was throwing himself, amen, and was gone. How many marriages have been broke down because of the lack of response? You wonder why he left home. You wonder why he divorced you. Divorce came because it was a lack of response. You didn't respond to his advances. When he made his advances to you, you didn't respond to it. And then you wonder why the relationship was crumbled. But why? I don't know why he left me. Yeah, it was the lack of responding to his advances. And if God be moved like this to say it's a lack of response, if God be moved because what? A lack of responding, he withdrew himself and went away, then what about the other person? You don't deem it necessary, amen, to do what it is you know it's your duty to do. And then we wonder why the relationship went sour, the relationship went bad because it was a lack of response, amen. You see, God responded to Israel the same way, amen. And when he responded to Israel, now know what he did? He said, well, because of you, when I called you, Israel, you wouldn't respond to me. Well, I'm going to put you away. And then he went and got the Gentile. He got him another bride, amen, to make them jealous, amen. And the reason he did that is because of lack of his son. But I know we say we don't like to do those things today, but God will, I'm trying to say, God will withdraw himself if he keep knocking and you don't respond to them. Amen. I believe it's in Genesis chapter 6. He said, my spirit won't always strive with you. Every day God is making advances toward us. Stop doing this. Change your ways. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. And you still won't respond to the call. And so pretty soon he withdraw himself and let you go on your way. That's what he said about the people of, in Romans chapter 1. When they knew him as God, they wouldn't accept him as God. And therefore, he turned them over to a reprobate mind to dishonor themselves among themselves. It's because God was always knocking at their hearts, trying to get them to turn, trying to get them to change. But when he kept knocking on the door of their heart, they wouldn't respond to the word of God. They considered the word not to be God. When they knew him as God, what? They didn't acknowledge him as being God. And they didn't respond to the word, and they was given over to a reprobate mind, and they went out and dishonored themselves among themselves, amen. Men with men and women with women, because God was always knocking on the door of their heart, but they wouldn't respond to the advance that they was made. And even now, he's still making advances toward them. But they withdrew themselves, amen. With the United States, we're in sin, but God is knocking on the door of our hearts to repent and turn back from the wicked ways. Amen. Then he said, well, then shall I heal from heaven and I heal the land. But it's the lack of response. Well, why is all the destruction going on in our nation and in our world today? Is because God is making advances toward the world, but the world won't respond to him. They feel they don't see it necessary. Mm-hmm. She didn't see it necessary to get out of her bed, amen. You can rewash your feet. You can put your coat back on, amen. It's not something so hard to do, but it was her lack of response to the reason he withdrew himself. And if God continues to knock at the doors of our heart and we don't respond to him, guess what? He just lets you go on your way. That you keep on doing what you're doing. That your life end up to destruction. Because it seemed that you still wanted to have it your way. You want to do what you want to do. You got your own feelings in the midst of it. I know God, somebody said feelings. I said faith is not feeling. But at the same time, God does give you a feeling. Amen. Can't you feel him? Can't you feel him moving in you? Amen. Praise God. Do you feel the presence of God in me? I can't understand how a presence could be made known right now except through faith or a feeling. In other words, he has to do it in a way that it comes so that I can acknowledge him in my senses, amen. My senses got to be involved in that. So he has to do it in a way where my senses will recognize that it's God. When you realize that the conviction is coming upon you, that's God's knocking, amen, for you to change. Because you know what you're doing is not right, but still you do it. And he's knocking, he's making advances toward you, and yet you won't respond. I'm saying the only reason deliverance don't come is because it's our nation and our world is the lack of response to him. When we look at 1 Chronicles 7 and 13 and 14, what did he say? If my people that will respond to me. If they will respond to me. He sent the word to make his advance to us. And he said, if you will respond to that word and do that word, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and then what seek my face, amen, and turn from that wicked way, then shall I heal from heaven and I heal their land. But the reason the land is not being healed, the lack of response, it's not a lack of getting your shots, amen. The reason things are messed up, amen, that they want to make it look like, amen, that the shot's going to do it, amen, you know. But you see, we might respond to the shot, but how that is responding to God? We respond to the vaccinations, amen. But there's no response to God, amen. Praise God. And the vaccination can't deliver you from pain that God sends on you.
Amen.
See, God said, "I heal you," amen. Because those are some of my benefits that I give to the saints of God that come to me. I give them the benefits of healing, amen. I give them the benefit. I will allow the presence to come upon you. I'll be a shield to you. I'll be a buckler to you, amen. I'll save you, amen. I'll protect you, amen. If you just come under my wings and trust me, I'll deliver you and I'll set you free. But it's not that he don't want you, but he said, amen. He said, "I call you to come under my wings of my protection, just like a hen with Calvin, a brute, but you would not." I respond to the call to come under the arms of my protection, but no response, amen. Huh? Amen. I called you so you'd come under my arms for safety, but you wouldn't come. You wouldn't come. And therefore, you got destroyed because you got destroyed because you wouldn't come under my arms for my protection. You went down to Egypt looking for help, amen. You went down to Egypt looking for help, amen, when I was always there calling you and telling you, come on under the arms of my protection, amen, and I'll save you, amen. I'll bring you out of this, amen. I'll cause you to overcome. I'll cause your enemies to be put at bay against you, amen. I'll cause the devil to flee from you, amen. I'll relieve you of your oppression, amen. I'll relieve you of your illness that you have, amen. I do the whole thing for you, and I'm calling and making advances, but yet you won't respond to the call. I'm talking about the lack of response, amen. You can see this woman here in Psalms of Solomon, chapter 5. He said, what? He withdrew himself. Read on.
My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him.
Now. See, after destruction hits your way, now everybody, you know, when you get sick, then everybody wants to speak in then. Oh, pray for me. Hey, Lord. You know, all the time he was knocking while things were going good, you know. It's good. I'm just glad that God is merciful. Aren't you glad that God is merciful? Amen. Amen. Because David said, what? He remembered me when I was in my lowest state. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I remember David saying in Psalm 40, chapter 2, he said, I was in a horrible place. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I was in a horrible pit. Amen. That's what he called. I was in a horrible pit, but he brought me out. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. When I respond, you see, when David responded to the call of God and he began to call on the name of the Lord, and when he called on the name of God, he said, he brought me out of a horrible pit and set my foot upon a rock. Amen. I'm trying to say, if you respond to the call, he'll bring you out of that horrible place. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on, I said he brought me out. He brought you out, amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but he brought me out of a horrible pit, amen. A horrible place. Come on, I said he'll bring you out, amen. But when those that respond to the call of God, he'll bring you out. And no matter where you are in life, he'll bring you out of it, amen. He'll bring you out of that drug addiction, amen, if you just respond to his call, amen. He'll heal your body if you just respond. Do you realize most of our sickness that come upon us is because we had a lack of responding to the word. We was doing some things that the Bible told us not to do, but we kept doing them. And now things have fallen upon us is because we continue to do those things and judgment failed because of it. And now a lot of the ailments and the sickness that we got is because it was a lack of response.
Okay.
I had the angry spirit, but he brought me out. He brought me out. He brought me out. Amen. I'm trying to ask somebody, how many know that God brought you out, amen? Do you know where you used to be, amen? But who was it that brought you out? It was Jesus that brought you out. The day that you responded to him, amen, the day that you decided to accept him, he brought you out of stuff that you couldn't get out by yourself. Now she's feeling lonely because what? He done departed. He done withdrew himself from her. Amen. I sought. Now I'm seeking him now. See, when the opportunity presented itself, she didn't respond. Now she's lonely. Now she don't have nobody. Now she needs somebody in her life. Now she needs some love, amen. She needs something, somebody or someone to be intimate with. But when he wanted to be intimate with her, she didn't respond to him. How many of us can be the same way?
Amen.
That God wants to be intimate with us, but we don't have time.
Yes.
We're too busy. We got other things to do. We got places to go. Got to wash my car. Got to go to the football game. Oh, I wouldn't respond to the call of God, but the football game is on today. What is that football going to give you? Even if you go to the game, you still ain't going to get nothing out of it. Because more than likely, the ticket that you buy, you're going to be so high, you can't see that no way. You see it better on TV. But you want to, but you will respond to pleasure, but we won't respond to God. We can go places to have pleasure, but not God. We don't have time for God. We'll take chances going to the club, but we won't take a chance coming to church. Yeah, we go to the club. We go in the crowded places everywhere. We go there. We still go. And those are the places can be the most dangerous, amen. But we will respond to that, but we won't respond to the call of God. Tells me that you have more love for the things of the world than you have for the love of God, amen. We won't respond to the call, amen. We're supposed to be demonstrating faith. We're supposed to be believing Psalms 91. We're supposed to read that every morning to tell yourself, this is God, I'm responding to this word here. You called me to this word here, Psalms 91. You said you're gonna keep me, amen, huh? From the noise and press and say, amen, you're gonna keep me, amen. Praise God. All these things. We're supposed to be responding to this word, right? Yeah, I mean, amen. We're supposed to be demonstrating our trust in God's word, but we see we have more trust in the word, the world, than we have in God, so we don't respond to the word. Psalms 91, you know, he said, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that lies in day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday, amen. Praise God. Amen. And he said he was protecting us because, verse 9 said, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. And I gave you a word, and will you respond to it?
Hallelujah.
We will respond. I mean, if the word can be trusted, amen, and we say the word is truth and the truth will make us free, then I got to respond to the word rather than more than responding to the world. Can you see it? Finish Songs of Solomon. Let me get through. Time is running out.
I called him, but he gave me no answer.
I called him. Now I want him in trouble now, and I want to be loved now. I called him, but now what?
He gave me no.
He didn't answer. Songs of Solomon.
I mean, what verse? It's verse 6. Okay, I got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The watchman that went about the city stopped me.
So see, now the watchmen are the ministers and the preachers of the world, amen. That's who the watchmen are, the ministers and thing, amen. They found her, amen. And when they found her, what did they do to her?
They smote me. They wounded me.
They smote her. They wounded her. And in other words, you know, they belittled her. They belittled her for seeking the one that she loved now, amen, because she's looking for him now, because when he came to her and knocked on her door of her heart, she didn't. So now the watchmen, now the preachers, amen, now they're beating her. Amen. They're beating her for not, for looking for him, amen. Well, why are you looking for that man? That man is a sinner, amen. Praise God. Kind of like the blind man that got healed by Jesus. They said, well, that couldn't have been Jesus that healed you because he's a sinner. Amen. Huh? And they said, well, why are you seeking this man? You know, this man is a sinner, amen. Well, why are you looking for him? They smote and beat him, amen. But the man did have this, and I said, I don't care whether he was a sinner or not. One thing I do know, that I was blind and now I see. Come on, amen. See, this is what the world does to you today for being able to, for trusting in Jesus, for seeking after Jesus. They beat you down, amen. They talk about you, amen. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Talk about you because you got the Holy Ghost. Talk about you, amen, because you want to live right. They beat you down for looking for Jesus. Because you see, you know, when you get serious about things, you don't care what people say. I went to the watchman, and what did they do?
They smoked me.
They smoked me.
They wounded me.
They wounded me.
He was on the wall, took away my veil from me.
They uncovered her. They made known, you know, her. They took away the veil, you know, the thing that covered her, amen. They unveiled her. Read on.
I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem,
uh-huh.
If you find my beloved.
If you find him, you know, in other words, you know, sometimes you try to describe Jesus to some people and they still don't know who he is. That couldn't be him. The man that is all-knowing and all-loving, amen, all-comfort, amen. You try to describe Jesus like that and everybody think he's just a God that walk around with a big stick.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? He just out to send everybody to hell. And they beat you with that. Not talking about the love that he has for you. Not talking about the love that he showed for you, amen. That nothing can separate you from the love of God. They don't talk about all the love that God has you because, you know, he said, with loving arms I've drawn you. I didn't use a big stick. I didn't beat you and wound you. I love you with an everlasting love,
right.
The kind of love that I put on you. I gave you my love, but you didn't respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
When I had it there for you, you didn't accept it. Read on.
If you find my beloved, that you tell him I am sick of love.
Tell him I'm in love with him, amen, when you find him. Read on.
What is thy beloved more than another beloved?
Well, why is he different from somebody else? See, the thing about it, see, Jesus is different from Muhammad, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus was a loving God, amen. He's different from Muhammad, you know. Why is Jesus so different, amen? Because he's the only one that died and got up again, amen.
Amen.
Muhammad didn't resurrect, amen. He's still dead, amen. You probably still find his bones wherever they buried in that bay. He's still dead, amen. Praise God. He's different from all the rest of them because he's a God of love, not a God of hate. Amen. God of peace, not a God of war.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. When you catch those nations that still said it, follow Muhammad, they're always at war.
Yes.
When we don't fight against flesh and blood anymore, we fight against what? Principalities and powers and spiritual wicked in the high places, amen. That's what we fight against now. We're not fighting against one another, but when he came and he made an advance, but read on, let me get through here.
Oh, thou fairest among women, mm-hmm. What is thy beloved more than another beloved?
Uh-huh.
That thou do so charge us.
Mm-hmm.
My beloved is white and raised. The cheapest among 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold. His locks are bushy and black as a raven.
Mm-hmm.
His eyes are the eyes of doves. Are the rivers of waters.
Oh, man. She's describing him. I mean, yeah, she's describing that handsome man. I think Jesus is that handsome man. I mean, she's trying to describe him or what he looks like, amen. You see, everybody don't see him that way, amen. And the reason they don't see him that way is because they don't respond to his love.
Right.
Freedom.
Why do
we
look and fitly
set? Oh, look at him, man. Look at this handsome dude here. Praise God. Amen. Y'all want to describe y'all man that y'all looking at. This is the way you need to describe your man. Amen. Praise God. Talk about how handsome it is. Amen. His hair that drops. Amen. With what? His locks are bushy. And what else?
And black
is raven. I know my husband turned gray now. I don't have no locks right now. Amen. But praise God. Hallelujah. Come on now, Rito. Oh, look at my cheeks. Ain't my cheeks like that, Sister Faith? Is my cheeks like spices, amen? See, she's describing the one that she loves, amen. But you see, even though she sees the loveliness of and the calmness of it, amen, and yet she still won't respond. But she's looking for him now. When she had opportunity, she didn't take it. It's a lot of people, amen. It's a lot of people, amen. God has responded to them and revealed himself to them and tried to get them to respond, but they didn't respond to him. They rejected him. And it looks like what?
Okay, he can do it. His teeth are bent
over
and sweet flowers. It looks like the lilies.
Lilies. Rabbit. Oh, look.
Drooping.
Oh,
it's
grabbing. That's
all right.
Whatever.
Sweet smelling fur.
Oh, look at that. My lips are. My lips are dripping with love. I want to kiss you with my sweet lips, amen. I got all this for you. I want to give you all of these things, amen. I want my sweet lips to be on your lips. But you see, she was trying to describe who her love was. But at first, when he responded to her, she see all of this now. But when he first knocked at the door of her heart, she didn't see it necessary to respond to him. She had other things to do. And then you wonder why he's withdrawn. I mean, the truth is in the Bible, ain't it? It's why he withdrawn. He withdrew himself. He's all this to her. And he was trying to bring all that to her. He was trying to bring all that to her to make his advances toward her, but when he knocked on her, she didn't respond.
Amen.
Read on.
Well, his hands are as gold rings set with pearls.
Oh, look. My hand kind of ashy, but that's all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Read on.
His belly is as bright ivory overlaid.
Oh, look at how beautiful she describes this man. Amen. Her beloved one. Amen. Like ivory. Amen. Hallelujah. That's his belly, amen. She described the one whom she loved, amen, that came to her door. I mean, you see, if she described him to be that, if she described him like that and let you know who he is now and what he is now, I'm trying to describe Jesus today. All these things he's saying about this man, I said, Jesus that way, well, he's making advances toward you now. Why won't you respond? Praise God. Read on. Oh, Jesus, look at his leg. She's looking at his leg. He got muscles in his leg. Amen. Look at this Jesus. Look at this man that this woman talks about. Amen. And she didn't respond to him when he called, when he knocked on the door of her heart. Keep on describing this gentleman here.
Instead of on socks buckets of fine gold.
Uh-huh.
His countenance is as Lebanon, yeah, excellent as the cedar. His mouth is most sweet.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, sweet words come from his mouth, amen. He's always speaking kind words to us, amen. He's not speaking words of hate all the time, amen. Amen. He's not speaking words of condemnation to you. He said, I didn't come to condemn the world, but what? I came to save the world. So he's not condemned. He's not a condemning God. He come to speak kind and sweet words to you, but will you accept his advances today? Sweet words. So here it is that when we preach the gospel, when you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, see, that the gospel of Jesus Christ is sweet words. Some people, sometimes we like to try to make it harsh, but no, these are words of love. The gospel is about what, how much God loved you and how much he did for you, amen. Sweet words, amen. These are words of life. These are words that bring joy. These are words that bring deliverance, amen. These are words that bring him. These are sweet words that come from the Lord, amen. But how many of you is going to respond to him today?
Thank you.
I got to get through, Sister Paige.
Okay. He is
altogether
lovely.
He's altogether lovely. Amen. Praise God. Is he lovely?
Yes.
Amen. Read on.
This is my beloved.
This is my beloved. See, she describes him.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what?
And this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem.
And this is not he's my what?
Friend.
He's my lover and my friend. See, Jesus wants to be your lover and your friend, amen. But how are you going to respond to the call this morning? You unsaved this morning, amen. I got to finish it up. I don't know who is you. You unsaved this morning, amen. If you unsaved and you know he's made a call to you today, amen. He's made an advances to you today to let you know who he is. And if you want somebody, you want someone like that in your life, in your heart, amen, he'll come in, amen. The Bible says, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the heart man believe it unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. Will somebody want to make their confession today unto salvation? Are you going to respond to the call, amen? Somebody want to be saved, amen. Somebody want to be delivered today. Will somebody respond? Is somebody going to respond today? See, he wants to bring you out of that stuff you in. Want to bring you out of that addiction, amen. Want to bring you out of sin, amen. Want to take you out of sin and put you into the marvelous light. He want to take you out of the kingdom of darkness and put you into the kingdom of light. Want to take you out to the kingdom of this world and put you into the kingdom of his dear son. How many is going to respond this morning? Are you going to keep on rejecting him until he withdraw himself? You know you need to be saved. Are you going to keep not responding? You know you need to repent. Go ahead.
I got a question. And anybody now, I'm going to answer my question. Why do you think the world today is still standing? Why is the world today is still standing because all with all this mess going around in the world today? Why is it standing?
It's standing because God's mercy is still enduring on us regardless of what's going on.
Amen. That's the only reason. Because the people of the world today, this three-quarters of the people reject God. They ain't got their mind on nothing but what they want to do. I want to do this. They reject God. That's why we better be glad God loves us. And he turned his back on what this world is through. You know? Thank God for his word. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. You know? Because God is good. There is no other.
Okay. Amen. Thank God.
I got to go to my wife now, man. I can't say what I got to say, but she thinks I got to go to her. Go on with the word. Go on with the word.
That word, that call that you just made to the sinners,
call ain't just for the sinners neither, because there's a lot of people online and in the world thinking they say, but in error. They need to come and answer the word, the knock at their heart. And because you speak in tongues and say you speak in tongues and got the Holy Ghost, but yet you still in error, you need to answer your door at your heart. Straight up. That ain't just for the ones that's unsaved. Let's talk about these ones that's supposed to be saved. Just be going to start at the house of God first. And they scarcely go make it in by the skin of their teeth. And it's all, a large part of it could be because they in error and refuse to answer the door when God is knocking.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank God today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. There are any more testimonies today, any more prayer requests, prayer report. We pray, God, this word will knock on all of our hearts, not just the sinners, but also to the righteous. We don't want God to withdraw himself from us. Amen.
Amen.
And so thank God that God won't withdraw himself from us. Is that somebody else got a word, got a testimony? Amen. Prayer request.
I just want to thank God for being the head of my life. I just want to thank God for bringing me home. We was out in Chicago last Sunday, and I just want to thank God for bringing us back over the airways, and I just thank God for just being God. I thank him for my husband and my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. And then I look around, and I look, and they are all around me, and they told me how much they love me. And I just want to thank God that your children, your grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, they love you. You know, there are some of these people, they don't love me, but I thank God that they show me that they love me. They don't talk it, but they show it. And I just want to thank God for being God. You know, he is a good God. He's a merciful God. And he is a God of grace. And I just thank him for bringing us through this week. You know, and he kept us safe and from the virus, everything. You know, like my husband said, the vaccine don't save you. Because there are people that got the vaccination and they still get sick and they're still dying. So healing is in God's hand and not in man. And you get to realize that. So I just wanted to thank God for everyone that's online today. God continue to bless you and your household.
Amen. Amen. Just want to thank all of you online today. Amen. If you like to donate, you like to share, send your tithes and your offering and to the church today. Amen. You can send it on PayPal and Cash App. Amen. PayPal and Cash App. At carechurchinc@gmail.com, whatever donation you like to give, amen. carechurchinc@gmail.com. And all of you who would like to give, we appreciate any donation you give us. And I just want to thank you for giving, amen. Give and God will give back to you, amen. And we ask you to respond to this call also. Your call of giving, amen. Give and what? It's heavy given unto you, amen. If you have your tithes and offering, all of those that are listening, your tithes and offering, you can send your tithes and offering. Amen. Our storage has gone down and from what it used to be. And, you know, in order for us to be able to help somebody when they do have a need, we have to have something in the treasury in order to get something out of the treasury. If you don't put nothing in the storehouse, then there's nothing in the storehouse to be able to help somebody with. And I want you to know that it has diminished because of everybody's lack of giving. Amen.
Amen.
And so all of you who want to give, don't forget to send it in. Amen. So thank God for that. Amen. What else is happening? Monday through Friday, we're still on. Amen. Monday through Friday, Holy Ghost prayer line. Amen, at 774-220-4000. The access code is 319-2020 pound. Amen, don't forget about that. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget about Brother Ray, Minister Ray, though, Monday through Friday, 120-11069-POUND at 8:30 in the morning. We're on at 10 o'clock. He's on at 8:30. Don't forget about, amen, all of you online today, that we have Bully Ribs out there. Bully Ribs, amen, at 2425 Northeast, Northwest, amen. Green Oaks Boulevard. Y'all come out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and support him in his business. Amen. We want to help the brother always be able to accomplish a goal. And if we be helpers one to the other, amen, we can all make it. Amen. We always want to see your brother come up. Amen. Amen. Think about your brother more than you do yourself sometime. Amen. And then God will reward you greatly. And what else is it, amen? Praise God. You still on?
Oh, yeah, we got the revival coming out of life.
Still got the revival on 7 o'clock, 299-299.
Yes, sir.
Access code 299-299. I guess you can do it at 774, and I think it's an 824. 848. Amen. 299. Yeah, 299-299. So praise God. You can meet the revival going on that won't stop. I guess it's been going on 3 or 4 months or whatever it's been. But praise God for that. Amen. Any other announcement going on? Any other announcement going on? If no other announcement going on today, let us stand. We're going to be dismissed. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
You can give the sister Paige whatever you're going to give to her. Amen. Did I give you mine?
Yes,
ma'am. So I did already?
Yes.
Well, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hey, no more announcements. We're going to go. You got anything to say, Miss Valerie? They're the prevotes? Nobody ever. Well, Father, let's stand. Well, Father God, amen. We're going to be dismissed. I pray, God, that you heard the call today. Amen. God, amen. I like type Thessalonians 5:23. I like to read that. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Amen. Amen. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Amen. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it.
Yes.
Amen. Now to him that is able to present you faultless before his presence with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God be glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. As we dismiss from this line, but never from God's presence, may glory, honor, and praise be. And as you dismiss, amen. Amen. Let everybody just say.
Amen.
Let everybody just say.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus.